to turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'll read verses 17 through 19 again for your consideration. The Bible reads, "And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Supporting scripture, the 107th Psalms, verses 1 and 2. "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak to you from the theme: we've all been redeemed, but everybody is not saying so. We've all been redeemed, but everybody is not saying so. We cannot thank him enough for the things that he has done and is doing in our lives. Even some of you that are praising him right now, you got some problems that you need the Lord to help you with. Everything is not okay, but you still can praise God. Because I learned to praise him when I'm down as well as when I'm up. Because I find that there's a deeper blessing when I don't feel like praising him, and I praise him anyhow. We don't come to this place just to say, "I went by Fowl's Chapel Sunday morning." And every one of you not going to preach, but every one of you got a testimony. Hallelujah, Jesus. We've all been redeemed, but everybody is not saying so. Hallelujah, Jesus. Deacon Pittman, when that revelation came to me, it really, really opened up my eyes to some things of how we go through the motions and we read the Bible and we testify and we see all of these things going on, and we've been in Bible study and prayer groups, but have we ever really thought about the mere fact that everybody that you know, the crackhead, the whoremonger, those ones out there that we like to shun, they've been redeemed. They may be going through some situations in their bodies, but the reality is they have been redeemed. They're just not saying so, and they won't say so because they don't know the relationship and the connection that come between man and God. If we could conceive that in our minds, then I believe that we would not be so judgmental about our brothers and our sisters. Sometimes we have a tendency to think that because we are the ones that are standing in the light, and we're the ones that standing up and doing this and doing that, we're the ones that give a testimony, we're the ones that saying the Lord has brought me a long way. But that does not make us any better than anybody else. once again, by the mercies and the graces of God, God allowed us to assemble ourselves here to lift up the name of Jesus on another first Sunday morning. On first Sundays at Fowl's Chapel, we share breaking bread together, being obedient to Christ and staying within our obligations to our church covenants. Our church covenant tells us that we are to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, audiences, discipline, and doctrines. Promises that we as a people have made as members of the Baptist Church. So in being that we made that covenant with one another and with God, we cannot take it lightly when we are given another opportunity to celebrate the Redeemer and the Deliverer. Just another chance just to enjoy Jesus. It's a good thing when we can enjoy Jesus. When the Spirit of God begins to move from heart to heart and from breast to breast, that's a good thing. I thank God when we can come into this place or be in any place and the Spirit of God comes in. There is a difference when God's Spirit comes in. Sometimes our minds are troubled and we are a little uneasy, but when the Spirit of God comes in, it brings peace, it brings comfort, it sort of brings an understanding of where you are, where you're being, and where you're trying to go. We, the people of God, we must learn to love one another, and we must hope that we that are part of the body of Christ, that we will love everybody. Here in Fowl's Chapel, in this place, we declare that everybody is somebody. Despite the fact that we are different, we were all created and molded in the image of God. His breath that we breathe is His blood that is running warm in our veins. And just because of that, somebody ought to say thank you to the Lord. When I think about the fact that I could have been dead and gone, I ought to tell God thank you. When we consider that every day right here in our community, somebody is leaving. So that ought to get our attention to let us know that it's time for us to pack up and get ready to go. Our God this morning is a loving and a merciful God. God loves us with an unconditional love. Loves us at all times. Such great love that we should strive to love like God loves us. He is just, and with Him there is no respect of persons. He didn't just die for the Baptist or the Methodist or any denomination or worship center. Not for one certain race or creed. Not for your social status, whether you're wealthy or whether you're poor. Jesus died for all of us, and the Bible declares that He died for us because He loves us. For John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him," hallelujah, "would have everlasting life." And I like that, whosoever. Whosoever. That lets us know this morning that when Jesus extends that invitation that we talked about last week, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So we got from that, whosoever will, let him come. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter who you are. You can come to the Lord our God. One thing I love about God, when we say come just as you are, it's not necessarily talking about what's on your back. What's all down on the inside of you and whatever's in your mind, you bring that mess on. But when God get through with you, God's going to do some cleaning up. God's going to do some straightening out. And we got some folk this morning that need to be straightened out. We got some folk this morning that need to realize that even a little faith in God is better than no faith at all. We got to believe and we got to ask God, "Lord, give me patience." Hallelujah. So I can learn how to wait on you. We got to be faithful just like Brother Job. Job said in 14, "If a man die, shall he live again? all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Anybody waiting on a change this morning? Hallelujah. Well, I come to tell you this morning that in the process of your waiting, don't get discouraged and don't give up in despair. Because the Bible declared that in this life, you're going to have some trials and tribulations. In this life, you're going to have some good days and some bad days. But I encourage you this morning to hold on and to hold out. To keep on trusting God with all of your heart. Because as the old saints would say, he may not come when you want him. But he's always on time. And I wonder, anybody know him this morning as an on-time God? Are there any witnesses in this house this morning that I called on the Lord? And he heard my humble cry. And he didn't just get there when I wanted him to, but just before I gave up, God stepped in. Hallelujah, Jesus. And made everything all right. Glory, glory, glory. I thank God that I serve a God that's an on-time God. I serve a God that even though I may be pondering and wondering, he's already working it out. That there are some things that have been laid down on the altar, and I believe that God is already working them out. There are some things that have gotten confused in your life, and I believe God is straightening those things out this morning. But this morning, as we talk about being redeemed, we have to bring up redemption so that we can refresh ourselves on the magnitude of God's love for us in the sacrifice of his son that paid the ransom for our sin sick souls. Paul tells us in Corinthians, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Hear me now. I don't care who paid the hospital bill. They didn't pay for you. They paid for services. But there was a higher power that paid for your life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Paul asked the question, what? In other words, he wanted to get their attention. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Every one of us got the Spirit of God in us. Now, we may not let it come out on the outside. For the Bible says we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Your body belongs to the Lord. I'm looking at some folk that at one point or another said, I'm grown. I'll do what I want to do. I'm looking at some folks that say, don't nobody tell me what to do. My mama raised me a long time ago. You ain't my daddy. You can't tell me what to do. But let me tell you something. I know somebody that is your daddy. I know somebody that's daddy to your mama. And that boy can tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. But now you got to have a mind to be obedient to what God said. We are God's children, and we act just like we did with our own fathers and mothers. How many of you ever been hard-headed in your life? Let me see some hands this morning. But time brought about some of the changes, and mama brought about some of the other changes. See, we need to get back to that day where we got so much power and so much strength in the house to where all it takes is a look. Old folk didn't sweat. All they had to do was tear you down one good time. And the next time they just look at you. You can be standing there with your friend, but you can say, well, I got to go. How many of you know that you got a mama or a daddy that don't mind knocking you upside the head in the front of your company? Some of your company needs somebody to knock them upside the head, and then they wouldn't be trying to lead you in the wrong direction. You can't hang with everybody. You are bought with a price. So the Bible said, glorify God in your body. Don't forget the fact that we all belong to the Lord. It is He that is as our Savior and our Redeemer. We've all been redeemed, but everybody is not saying so. David tells us in the 107th Psalms, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't in here all by myself. See, sometimes we have to be quiet and see what you know. His mercy endureth forever. Then verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Anybody in here got any enemies? This second verse gives reference to those restored from the Babylonian exile. They needed to thank God for leading them and taking care of them during their trials in the wilderness and their trials from captivity. For those of us this morning that has ever gone through something, whether you know or wasn't nobody but Jesus that came to your rescue and brought you through it, and when you learn to tell God thank you, a lot of people just won't say so. They take their blessings for granted. Some thinking that they got where they are solely on their own merits. But I want to let you know that everything you got came from God. Redeem means to recover or to pay off or deliver from sin. Redeem is also defined fulfill as a promise. Now, when we look at the word redemption, it means deliverance by payment of a price. In the New Testament, it refers to salvation from sin, death, and the wrath of God by Christ's sacrifice. Look at that. When you have been redeemed, then that says that you were redeemed from the salvation from sin, from death, and from the wrath of God. So if you're redeemed and you believe it and you know it, you don't have anything to worry about. First of all, I know that I'm going to die because the Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, but Jesus took the sting out of death. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And we got to understand, when God did this for us, we ought to have a mind to tell Him thank you. The results would be freedom, favor, and reconciliation, whom we talk about being redeemed. Now, as we look at our text this morning, let us look first of all at what Peter says in chapter 2. In chapter 2, he says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth praises of Him who have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. We are a people greatly prized, the people to be saved, a people for possession. Particular, peculiar, meaning a people for gain making. God realized that there was something very special about us. And because God realized that there was something special about us, we got to understand that we belong to the Lord our God. I come to tell you this morning that you better wake up and smell the coffee this morning. For I believe that God is tired of us going through the motion. God is tired of us doing things any kind of way. For the Bible says, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, signified that when it testified before the suffering of Christ, that the glory should follow. So Jesus had to suffer, and after He suffered, we glorified His holy and righteous name. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto those that minister the things that they have preached the gospel unto the Holy Ghost. But we got to realize that the gospel came from on high. Wherefore the Bible said, gird up thy loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end.
for the grace that is brought unto you in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Obedient children, not fashion yourself to those things of the old days. You got to understand that when you talk about being redeemed by the Lord, you are not redeemed by those things that we see here on earth. There's somebody this morning that think that they can buy their way in. But I stopped by to tell you this morning that you can't buy your way in glory. I don't care how many tithes and offerings you give. You can't buy this thing called salvation. Salvation came free for all of those that believe. And I stopped by to tell somebody that you've been bought with a price. You've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And didn't nobody redeem you but Jesus the Christ. For I heard somebody say that when Jesus Christ went to Calvary, he died for your sins and my sin. The Bible said that he could have come down, but he said, I'm going to stay right here, for I came for a purpose. I came in this world just to die so that my children might have life. And I want to know this morning, do you know that God is on your side? You were not bought with precious things. When we talk about being redeemed of the Lamb, corruptible thing like silver and gold. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. I can't buy my way in, but I heard that if you want to get into glory, you better open up your mouth, confess your sins and your fault. Believe that Jesus Christ died on that Friday, got up on that Sunday morning with all power in his hand. And because he got up, I'm saved. I'm saved on the inside. And I want God to work on the outside. I heard that there's somebody called Jesus, the precious blood of the Lamb. That is the blood that washes away all of our sin. So I stopped by to tell somebody that if you've been redeemed, you ought to have a mind to say so. You ought to be trusting in the power of God. But when I think about Calvary, when I think about breaking bread together, we can't break bread this morning unless we believe in the power of God. So I stopped by to tell somebody that everybody had been redeemed. But I want to know this morning, will somebody tell God, I just want to thank you. Everybody been redeemed. But everybody won't say so. Some folks sit on the stool of do nothing. Some folks point the finger at other folks. But I'm glad Shirley put it like this. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world not going to take it away. I know God for myself. He reached down in the dust, picked me up out the dirt. Turn me around. Wash us. Cleanse us. Anybody been washed? Alexander say, redeemed. Redeemed. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. The precious blood of Jesus. When he was hanging there on the cross and the blood was streaming down. That is the blood. That is the blood that washed us. That is the blood that made a way out of no way. And I want to tell you, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. And I don't mind saying so. We've all been redeemed. But everybody won't say so. Will you say so this morning? Will you let God know that you're thankful that he allowed his son to shed his blood for your sins and mine? We've all been redeemed, but everybody just won't say so. I could preach till I fall out in the floor, and there's still somebody in here that's not going to say so. But let me tell you something. If you live long enough, something is going to get your attention. Something is going to make you step out of your comfort zone and say, this is the day that the Lord God has made. And I used to wouldn't say very much, but today I got to tell the story. I got to tell somebody about how good the Lord has been to me. I thank God that I've seen within our body of faith some folk that used to just sit back real quiet, never say a word, but now they're standing tall. They got their feet grounded. They're believing in the power of God. They have that personal relationship with God. You see, some folk want a relationship with the pastor. You better get a relationship with God. Hallelujah. 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 We all need to love one another. And if we love one another, then God will lead us in the way that we need to go. The reality of what I've said this morning, we've all been redeemed, but everybody won't say so. But let me say this to you as an individual. You don't have to answer for everybody. But you got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ for yourself. So now when you stand before Jesus the Christ, no need to come up with any excuses, for he is all knowing. He knows that you're not perfect. That's why Jesus died. He knows that even as hard as we try, we'll never reach perfection. And that's why Jesus said that one day, hallelujah, we're going to change from our corruptible bodies, hallelujah, and become incorruptible. Our mortal bodies shall be immortal. And the Spirit of the Almighty God will rest and abide with us forever and forever. We've all been redeemed. So stop letting the devil fool you. And the devil make you think that you're so bad that you don't have no God in your life. God wants me to try to help somebody and let you know that God understands that your flesh is weak. He knows every one of your shortcomings. He knows those times when you fall and you get back up. And sometimes you say, God, I'm sorry. And sometimes you forget to tell God you're sorry. But God is such a loving and merciful God. You see, the key is believing in Jesus the Christ. Because if we believe in Jesus, then all the dirt, all the mess that we've ever been in, if we really believe in Jesus, that's why he died for you. You got to believe that you cannot save yourself. I don't care how many lists you put down of what you don't do no more. You might not be doing any of the things no more, but what about the things that you're supposed to be doing that you're not doing? That side is just as bad as the other. Because what God looks for is obedience from his children. Is that not what we try to teach our children? Be obedient. Be respectful. Respect authority. And know that God is the one that sits above us. We're just pilgrims traveling through a barred land. And I thank God. The children of Israel was a chosen generation. And we too have been blessed by God. And God makes us a royal priesthood. We are somebody this morning if you trust in the power of God.